Gideon, good morning.
Hey, Tess, how's it going?
It's going really well. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, I was reading you guys have actually just come back from a year away. You relocated to Berlin temporarily.
Yeah.
What was the motivation behind that? That's such a massive, massive move.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a big move. I mean, we were touring a lot in and around Europe, and Berlin was a city that we were always interested in and wanted to explore a little bit further. Also, we were coming back and forth from Melbourne, Australia, a number of times a year, and you know, that takes its toll. Even just like financially, it's quite hard. So yeah, we thought we'd set up shop for a while and have a few adventures at the same time. And I think we did manage to squeeze in a few adventures.
Yeah, I'd imagine you would have, having going back and forth that many times.
Mm.
Now, Husky as a band, I've been reading a list of some of the really incredible acts you've opened up for. Gotye, The Shins, City and Colour, yeah. Neil Young, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've learnt being able to hang out and share a space with some of these artists?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's like one of the great things about touring with other awesome bands is getting to see their gig night after night and see how they do it. Basically, it's like going to school, yeah, going to uni or going to school and just getting a bit of an education. And yeah, of course, like the hangs are fun, you know. You get to meet these awesome musicians from all around the world, and yeah, it's like definitely one of the more exciting things about being a musician.
Now, you guys have your new album, Punch Buzz. It's coming out on the 2nd of June, which is really, really close.
It is.
Could you tell us a little bit about that and maybe how it's different to the last two albums you've put out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I think it is really quite different to the other records. It's also the first time we worked with someone else in the studio, first time we worked really closely with someone else. We were really lucky to have a guy called Matt Redlich help us record and produce the record. It's the first time we'd worked with a producer, and I think he really put his stamp across the record. It was certainly a collaborative process. So that was one way in which it was really different, having Matt work with us on the songs, and he really did bring a lot to the sound. I also think that, like, you know, albums, they're different, or at least hopefully each one you do is different, you know, like you're at a different place in your life. You're listening to different music, you're reading different books, you're having weird and wild adventures in Berlin, and, you know, all those things inform the kind of songs and the kind of sounds that you create.
And I mean, I guess we are going to be able to hear the entirety of Punch Buzz, as I said, very, very soon, 2nd of June. But what was it like for you listening through to the whole thing for the first time after you'd put so much work into it and was finally done?
Yeah, it's a strange thing listening back. I like to not listen for a while.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I generally like to not listen full stop because you kind of, you often hear the flaws, I feel like, as the creator. But yeah, maybe even more so than any other recordings that we've done, I listened back to it and thought, yeah, it's all right. So if I think it's all right, that's probably a good sign.
It's definitely a good sign. Probably a better than the alternative situation.
Yes, that's true.
Now, you guys have also along on the list of very exciting things that you guys have been up to. You're going on tour just after this album drops.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the Sydney date is the Thursday, 29th of June at Oxford Art. Very excited.
Yes.
But yeah, you guys are off, you know, gallivanting all over the whole country. How do you prepare for a tour like this?
Geez, I'm not really sure. Yeah, just drink a lot of tea and do a lot of meditation, burn a lot of incense and just try to focus. And, you know, just the normal things, like rehearse a lot, just hang out, get in a room. And, you know, there's nothing like just hanging out in the room with the other people in the band and just jamming and practicing and seeing what comes. You know, it's a really exciting part of the process where we're at now, which is that you get to take all of the recorded material and figure out how to bring it to life for the stage. And often it's you know, it can be hard. You know, there's lots of things that go into and onto a record that you can't recreate live necessarily, especially for a band like us. Like, we like to do everything live. So yeah, it's a really fun process working out how to kind of bring all the material together. And obviously you're limited by what you can do. Like, you've only got so many hands and so many mouths, and feet, and whatever else you can use. But yeah, four guys on a stage, you know, there's you can't do it all. So yeah, it's really like kind of creative and interesting to figure out how to do it all.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Gideon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here.